Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku App Store noma ku Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela u radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, the song is Jesus My Reality. Haven't played this in a while, hey? Oh.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love. On 657 AM.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
There you go, Andisa. There you go, girl. And, of course, we trust the Father is doing you well. I'm trying to get hold of the Apostle Phumlamfe, and I can't. And we have Umfundisi Makamo on the line. Greetings to you, Mruti. Welcome.
Afternoon, Umfundisi Makamo. Uthukile.
Hayi, sivukile Umfundisi Makamo, ikongwena.
Ah, nayithukile mani, ngibingelele ibandla lonke lika baba. UJehova uqobo lwakhe, the creator.
Mm.
Ya wasithenga wayehla wezemhlabeni for thina.
Nazoke.
Ukuzo to redeem us. So mangilibingelele lonke bonke abathengiwe umakoti.
Hey madoda,
ngibingelela no apostle wami uPhumla, ngibingelela no mfundisi wami uMashati.
Awuzeke. And of course, we are together right through up to the hour 8 Thursday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray, and tonight I'm with Pastor Makamo, and we are touching base on the issue of family love. Family love. Hey,
amen.
My daughter. You know what? Before I played that song, I had promised to go to man. No, man. I have to talk about this and tell the believers and the friends, you know, about family love. And the issue here, Uguti, I don't know if you have realized this. As people grow up together, they become tight, you know, tight together as brothers and sisters and as siblings, bayakhula. And they love one another so much. They are together, man. You know, they have these family get-togethers that they hold, you know, every December holidays. You'd find them, they would visit their home and be together, you know, and their children know each other, and their families become extended also, you know, as they become married and all those kinds of things, and kuzabo mkhwenyana and the likes, and then huba le batlhulu hona mo and stuff. Now, the family love continues, but you will see that in that family love, the main anchors of that love is ntate le mme, the husband and the wife who have given birth to these offsprings, who have grown to even have their own offsprings. Now,
yeah,
as time goes on, these ones become old, ne? Bayakuka ke manje, and then bese yezwa bathi hayi umama uhambile or ubaba uhambile, and then you start to see things that you had not seen before.
Yeah.
You start to see ukuthi no man kahle uRay uzonde uSonto.
Mm.
And then uSonto uzonde uSiphiwe. And all these are siblings abantwana bomuntu.
Mm.
But the person who was keeping them together, you know, osedlulile or love sebashonile, ubaba no mama sebashonile, kusele laba. And then we don't see that family love anymore. Iyahlakazeka. That is what I wanted to point out. It's something that is so prevalent. I've seen it many times in many, many instances, you know, and even people who would call on here who would talk about that, they'd be able to dispose of the fact and say, hey, matota, phela kunje, nanje, nanje. When it comes to family, siyazwana, siyazwana. Itikshona umuntu omdala. Hey, itikshona umuntu omdala. Ay, 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 ay. Yawuchitha umuthi inkonyana. Sekuyaliwa, kuliwa nalesikhathi kuyiwa emathuneni, kuyaliwa. Kuliwa nalesikhathi kunjanjani, kuyaliwa. Sonke isikhathi kuyaliwa nala khona kusakhulunywa nje. Abusahlanganwa abantu abasazwani abantu abasazwisisani abasakhulumisani hey sebayasongelana manje mfundisi ngendlela abasongelana ngakhona uyabona na ukuthi there is no more turning back. These people are fighting, and what has been keeping them together is the love of the elder one. It's the love of the elder one that was keeping them together. It was keeping them together throughout, the love of the elder one. And in the love of the elder one keeping them together, now that the elder one, the elder parent passes on, you'll start to see siblings. They don't visit each other. We don't talk to one another. We don't what. Family love gone out the window just like that. We see those kinds of things really happening. And the father is saying quite a lot with regards to family love. We have to look into this aspect. Now, I want to speak on the maternal and the paternal, or the paternal and the maternal love that should be there. Let us welcome the Apostle Phumla Mfene. She's on the line. Greetings to you, Apostle, and welcome.
Greetings to you, Muruti, and to Muruti Makamo and everyone in the studio, and to our listeners out there.
Amen.
We hope you're well.
I'm well and kept by God's grace. Good to be here.
Guess who I was talking to?
I can't guess. Come now.
Okay. If you can't guess, that's cool. You'll get a report.
Thank you. Greatly appreciated.
Yeah, you know, today, man, I had to talk to plus minus five people.
Right.
You know, I had to talk to them seriously,
sure.
And then I had to write a report. I had to finish up a chapter.
Sure.
I had some health issues today, something that I had to look into. And then so everything was coming after the other. And then Kabulela Lentwana, Antwana Krentire. Guess what? He says, oh, I guess your prayers helped me, man. I'm just fine, sir. You know, better than last week.
Wow.
Family
and
love.
Today he was like sounding like the usual.
Yeah,
himself.
Family
you
love.
Family call. Thank you.
Family love.
Oh,
family
that's
love.
A good one. What?
Family
that's
love.
Some serious one.
Yeah, today was a day. It's a day of family love. You know, to really,
so I'm
really, really
grateful. I must say.
Yeah. No. Me too, man. Me too. Now, you know, when you came in, we were talking about this very aspect. Have you realized, Hore? But about one, brothers and sisters, about one. Iro ho tlhoko fale motswadi. People start fighting for the house. They start fighting for the clothes. They start fighting for the Toyota Cressida, Yagababa, and they start fighting about the Kelvinator fridge that the other one bought. They start fighting also about the clothes that the other one bought for Mama Zala for Christmas. They want to have those clothes. They say it's a reminder and all those things. Fights start, and some fights are so lethal that they even kill each other.
Mm.
And this says a lot about family love, that there is a seriousness of quietness when it comes to family love. We are so quiet, and we don't speak about this to the greatest of extents. And then when you look into Genesis chapter 17, verse 18, and Abraham said to Yahuwah, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you." Family love. You know, he's praying for his son. Remember, Ishmael is his son, and says, "Hey,
yeah,
I wish Ishmael, you know, could live a life that is justified before you, a life that is pleasing before you." Genesis 21:11, and the matter was very displeasing in Abraham's sight because of his son. You know, the concern, the family concern, if a child does something unbecoming, it would be holding a parent. I heard one parent saying that on TV. Even. Family love, Genesis 22, verses 2. Then he said, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall live, whom you love."
Yeah.
Family love, the love that is even visible in the eyes of the Almighty. Caring affection towards one another. You know, being well disposed towards your own next of kin, your own children, your own parents, your own siblings. Check out Laban, in 31 of Genesis, verses 28. "And you did not allow me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Now you have done foolishly in so doing." The affection that one has towards their children. They don't just go anywhere. The affection they have is covenantial. I'm using this word. It's an affection of a covenant. The love that they have is a love of a covenant, or a covenant love, you know, that one has towards their children. All right. Genesis 32:11. I think this is Esau. "Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children." The very aspect, family love, you pray for the protection of your family against the enemy. There are some people, you ask them, when is the last time you prayed for your children? They don't even remember. When is the last time you prayed for your parents, if you still have them? They don't even remember. When's the last time you prayed for your siblings? They don't even remember. Actually, they would tell you, "I don't think I have done so since COVID. Or I don't think I had done so since the 2020s. Or I haven't done so in a long while. I haven't prayed for them. I haven't loved them. I haven't been affectionate towards them." And the other aspect also, check also, the love of the mother. I was talking about the love of the father. Look at the love of the mother. In Genesis 21:16, "And then she went and sat down across from him at a distance of about a bow shot, for she said to herself, 'Let me not see the death of the boy.' So she sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept." Hagar, over her child. Remember, Hagar was crying for her child.
Yeah.
And Exodus chapter 2, verses 3. Remember the mother of Moses? "But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him and daubed it with asphalt and pitch for the child, put the child in it and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank." The mother's protection. Family love and the mother's protection, you also see there. the mother's love that we see with her nursing. Ruth chapter 4 verses 16. Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her bosom and became a nurse to him. Family love, the mother's nursing, you know, it's something also. All right, and again, 1 Samuel 2 verses 19, the mother of Samuel. Moreover, his mother used to make him a little robe and bring it to him year by year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Taking care of your children, the motherly love, taking care of the children. It's very important that we look into this. And I wonder today if we have such family love, even amongst ourselves.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit, ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho iapp yethu okanye umamele ku radiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na ku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
I used to listen to some of my friends who would be calling people family, family, family. And it was so superficial, you know. And I said to myself one day, I will never do that unless I really mean it. I have to understand the love of the family and what the family is all about. With me coming from the streets, I had to learn from age as to what is family love. And I thank the Father for teaching me that. And then as I grew amongst believers, I could see how they loved one another. But also I could see how families hated one another. And I could see how others would even thrive on murdering their own siblings. Someone would light on the candle, let's say kibidu, so that their own siblings must be involved in accidents and stuff. I've seen that. It's quite sad that you see those kinds of things. Fundis Makam, family love, do we understand it today? Do we speak about it in the churches?
Yeah, Fundis Makam, I'm going to go to the church and I'm going to go to the topic of Sanana Leila. When I was born in a family lapa. Ubaba wena na makoskazi au six.
Yo.
My mother was the second wife.
Yeah.
So, ubaba wa separate makoskazi wake, umunye ni munye chalade. My father was a bishop, he was a Zioni. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Then, tinabantana bakwa baba. Ngiazi labangi zalwa na bakwa mamami. Na laba bazalwa kunkosikazi number 1. Then le inye 4 lela abantwana babo ngazi uyi 1 angibazi.
Hey madod.
Abani. Ukuthi singakhi ngiyacabangela maybe si 50 something.
60 something.
Ngiyacabanga.
Abantwana.
Yebo.
Hey madod.
Because from my mother's womb we are 7.
Yeah.
Umamam.
Yeah.
And the pela ukumbula kuthi lesi skati leso indaba yamaphilisi ama prevention
yangena. I get you. So ngathola ukuthi kokwe indawo yi 12 nyana ngale.
Yeah, uma kunetha nje umbrella yikho.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
Amen. Ngikhulumela ngitshela abantu abadala.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
Yes. So my father died early. I was very young, 70s.
Yeah.
And now, umama wabuyele ebandleni, Assemblies of God. Why create a full gospel? Then I began to experiment with a voice and order. Yikhuluma bangifundisa uthando ifounder ya Assemblies of God uNgwamlungu la uRentini Mlungu lapha eMaputo ngilusa imbuze lapho. Then I saw lo yababa loyana ahlanganele nabantwana bakhe, although babeyiphuzela nje laba bafana, but labo laba amantombazane babeyibambile gospel. Then ngiqala ngihalela le into leyo ukuthi la baba leyana angikaze ngimbona ashaye unkosikazi wakhe. Which is happening with me, angikaze ngimshaye unkosikazi wami.
Oh.
For 20 something ngihlala naye. Understand?
Yes.
And I'm trying my best ukuthi na abantwana bami mababe la nami. Ukuthi na bathola le into mina engazange ngiyithola. So ifamily love ngiyibona lapho ukuthi I grew up neglected.
Eish.
Because sasihlala phansi silala ngaphandle kunethwa and kubuku babe khona bomalume bahambela le ungabazi ukuthi na abalapha ekhaya ora kanjani. Then uma senqala kwakha early 90s kulapho ukuqala khona ukuvela umuntu ethi uRay lo la uzalwa nomntana kamama umalume walapha ekhaya. Hawu. Ora longabeka kuphi? You understand? And manje se ufuna kuzoshiya izinto ngoba uyabona ukuthi sekuba sefinyana ngoba sekuyakhiwe indlu lapha ekhaya. Then family love real angiexperimentanga but ngiyibonile from Pastor Laurentino Mlungu lapha ngihlala khona nilusa imbuzi.
Yes.
So uma ukhuluma ngefamily love mfundisi wami, I've loved ukuthi na ngibe part ye family love and ngi teach about family love engiyexperiencile and uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi sithandana as a family. Kungakho ngibona umfundisi wami na I took a decision ukuthi in my life noma bathi blood is thicker than water. I will never in my life ngithatha isithembu ku life yami. Because I've seen ukuthi ngikhule kanjani. I don't want my children ukuthi bakhula ngendlela mina ngikhule ngayo.
Yeah.
Yes, kukhona okuhle ngikufundile ukuthi na suffering will teach you ukufuna umsebenzi, ufunda, wenza lokhu nalokhu.
Yes.
But angifuni ukuthi na bangatholi ivoice kababa. Bangatholi ubaba athi my son I love you. My son uke uvuke nje uye esikoleni uyobheka ukuthi umntana ufunda kahle yini. Anzange ithola yonke le nto le lapho. So umfundisi wami, inkaso kaNkulunkulu ngefamily love ukuthi na ifamily must come together.
Yeah.
Jacob had the four wives. Kwale four wives le lapho kunemistake le ifika ngiyibona mina. Uma ubona abantwana uma i-anchor seyihambile basala balwa. Kunemistake engiyibonayo ku Jacob ngendlela yokuthi na aveza ukuthi uthanda uJoseph more than others. And le nto le yini kwenzeka kuma family love.
Yeah.
Yokuthi na ubaba aveza ukuthi wena thathi ngithanda wena kakhulu kundlula laba la aveze abonise labantu akayifihli lento lela. Whenever ungekho labantwana bayosala bathi ya se uhambile manje asimathekile. And you were there and you were supposed ukuthi na ubathande bonke ngokufana, angabikho umuntu uzothi lo ngimthanda leso lo ngimthanda. It's true kuti abantwana abantwana kunalazo basothi kakhulu kunalazo banjani njani, but don't try to show them, because into ayenza kuti uJoseph bamzonda. The Bible says kuti na uJacob wayenza ingubo enhle kundlula labanye labalaye kundlula zabanye anikeza uJoseph labanye bona.
Yeah.
And that is the reason kobana lesitrife leso kuti na uma se bamlete banikeza ukudla bathi nanku idreama yeza asiyibulaleni siyobona kahle kahle babezonda indaba yokuthi ubaba uthanda lokhu ndlula thina.
Hey,
you understand? Number two engiyibukayo ku family love uJacob he loved uRahel ukundlula uLeah. And manje unkosikazi uthandwayo uzala abantwana uzobathanda nawe ubaba. Labanye lo ongathandwa lola esikhathini esiningi kuzala bondlebe enkulu igama lakhe, umunye impiya yomndeni, umunye utswayi igama lakhe, umunye ingozi imbi igama lakhe, umunye umahlomula, umunye kidikeledi, umunye kimahlakala. Abantwana bakhona nje amagama wakhona nje anigwarogwaronyana zokuthi abomantwa abudikeledi abomahlomula
abovelaphi
abovelaphi mfundisi wami abovelaphi ngoba akathandwa lo nkosikazi lola. But lo ngoba uyathandwa lola uma kuzalwa kuzalwa igama lakhe uthando.
Hey madoda,
igama lakhe uSibusiso, igama lakhe uNkazimulo, uThembelihle, uVusimuzi, akuyena umahlomula, akuyena udikeleti. Because umamakhe uyathanda. And labo mahlomulo laba la bazokhula bazonda uNkazimulo, bazokhula bazonda uThepiso, bazokhula bazonda uVusimuzi ngoba bangabo mahlomula kibo madimabi kibo mahlakala mabithi yakho yati. Because kushado unkosikazi angathandwa. And if they love, we must love them equally. Kungabikho abomahlomula, kungabikho uthandwayo kakhulu kodwa kube nabantu bonke, so that noma ungekho bazi ukuthi ubaba bekasithanda ngokufana, umama bekasithanda ngokufana. Ilinto le lapho umfundisi ngiyibukile kungakho I made a covenant with my heart njengoJob.
Yeah.
Ukuthi I will never have two wives in my life. I only need one. Enough yena longi naye.
Yeah.
So that ngingaloko ngizalisa bomahlomulo nabongozimbi la ngibafuna. Bangibafuna.
If you just joined us, we are talking about family love. Do we still see this in the families of believers? Do we still see family love? Is it spoken about? Are initiatives taken to maintain family love? Or has it just become, just like in the world, no one cares and no one, you know, is even giving attention to it because everybody just feels like, this is not my thing. Are we seeing much of that? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Tell us about the love in your own family, you know, amongst your siblings, and how this has gone into the family that you gave birth to. The love that you have learned from the family that you come from, and the love that you are projecting into the family that you gave birth to. And we are talking about that. And of course, also challenges that we see on families when it comes to love. We are talking about that. We trust the Father blesses you so much in a mighty way.
Radio that changes lives. Tune in to your daily companion on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM. Apostle, let me come to you. And this very aspect of family love. I spoke about the paternal love. I also touched on the maternal love. And I spoke of the love, the paternal love, the love of Laban towards his own children, the love of Abraham towards his own children. And also the love of David towards his own family. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 16, David therefore pleaded with the Elohim for the child. And David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground. And also you remember the child died anyway. And in 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 39, and King David longed to go to Absalom, for he had been comforted concerning Amnon, because he was dead. You know, even though that Absalom had done so much horrible things to David, his own father, David continued to love him so much. The mother of Samuel, each and every time would go, according to 1 Kings 2:19, and make a robe for him. Every time when they bring an offering, there'll be a new robe that he has made for Samuel. And her love so much in that she consecrated Samuel for the works of the body, of the ministry and the courts of the Most High, the temple of the Most High. It's amazing, such love, which always is dedicated towards the Father. Do we see that today, Apostle?
Yes. You know, Maruti, even if we see that, and I believe people who experience that, they take that for granted. Don't even appreciate it. But we thank God for those who see it and appreciate it. You know, there was a time I was counseling a couple, and I noticed that the husband is struggling to express how he feels to the wife. But then as we continue, Rubu, and then this guy, as any experience to anywhere, number one, I tell Papa hi, Mama hi, Utokofeti, Amo, you know, at best. So, Anka Kiku, so Kukulena was like, Koko never made peace with that.
Yeah.
So as a result, Lebo and everybody, they were not close to the gogo because of other family issues. So hatsi mihore family love ke in. Hence again, those who are privileged enough, even if you can just have a quarter of it. Some people have never even experienced that quota. But literally, like adult, also you can hear the rato la mudimu as a father, but family love, high thing. And now, ki ona wanyala, and then the next thing, kubalibana. What are we saying? What's going to happen to the kids? You know, because even if we can try to model le rato, you know, it's not the same, you know, when somebody has never experienced family love. But having said that, Maruti, I want us to go to the stories where, you know, there's so much pressure sometimes in certain families. Number one, because of competition for love, and that they magamo ubuletu kora na wale babangata kuhavo. So in those kind of settings, there's always competition, El Rato. You know, Horatu Amsadi Omufing, so Horatu Amsadi Oite, Mutaratu Alevana Bahai. So, and then if you have favoritism, Lona, Ieta for family love, Ibe tempered with,
yeah.
Because that Rat Kulabat Evahor Norman, Papa Orata Mangman. But now let me touch on the story of Benjamin. Mama hi, because he was under pressure. Avata mwana by hook or by crook. And then ali under pressure, yakse me, limo sadi ona. Armudimu is either umpa mwana or nakash. Auka pressure, Papa. So anabalela wanukia, lili rato was not even enough. I believe muna hai unamarata, but nasali feel rato li. Unasali bo ni kanne. Unali under pressure kore. Yeah, na half thought, Munna, And the next thing, Ubalingwana, he calls the child Ben Oni.
Hey.
The son of my soul. Uchilon Tatamakamar, Mabitamangama snacks, Avatlekulana, he touched on it. Because of family pressure that comes when people are deprived of love, or when people are given love and still it's not enough. We saw also Leana, who was so loved, but it was not also enough for her. If only I can give Munmowa Kangwa Naurbana. You know, he went to the temple, Allah, his spirit was grieved, this woman. But it's not the woman she was not denied love at all. So hence again, Nakongo people who are loved, they don't acknowledge it, they don't appreciate it, or simply they think it's not enough. And king is important more than love, more especially family love. So back to Noah Benoni, thank God to the father. Benjamin, the son of my right hand, the son of my strength. Because we were born, it was coming from a place of love. You know, but from the mother's side, it was coming from a place of grief. But also having said that, to what extent are we willing to express our love, really, but what? Now, the love that we expressed, it can be a deadly love.
I mean,
a typical example. There's a situation. In this situation, Noah, Jacob, and Esau.
Finally,
situation. What we were for the father, Urata, firstborn, Urata Esau. As I can have that Esau. And the woman knew that. And every time my mother in every Jacob, and Arata Jacob.
Yeah.
But the mother, Unarata, the Narata Jacob, but the father, Arata Esau. Then this mother, what Jacob, he went to an extent, therefore, askime, applaude, Limwanawa. Marato, Marato also, family loves her so. Did he bring in destruction? Hadiba Kehu, man of God. Maradibuana, a typical example. Uplota Lingwana was Kima Lingwana, Kurhuluwebe. Utonga no back on artist. Kamakala wa Murata, Oba Tokore, Abe, Afite, Kim Chasing Yaha, what are you teaching one now, Murata, Umutan to Totan Elizabeth? But what am I saying, Murutigur? To what extent are we willing to express Lerato in our family? At what cost? As much as Honale Lerato, but are we willing to go all the way? Rato about love covers a multitude of sins. But what are we really saying?
Because
sins that are really covered by parents, because you blow the whistle. So, but I think in a nutshell, Ruthie, and to all our listeners, what I'm trying to say, to what extent are we willing to express this family love?
Yeah.
At what cost? What is it that are we willing to do?
You know,
are we going to throw the wrong because of Nakarata? And the male, what this boy, Narata, or Noah, I take up. And now, no more blind deal, and the Vatala had a little blind deal over. And that love affected the relationship between Banabaka. He didn't even think about that.
Yes.
He didn't think about the consequences. But nonetheless, the family love will not ever, but to what extent, at what cost? What are we willing to do? And what are we not willing to do to express Marat, the Rat, about the Marat?
Yeah. We're talking about family love, what it is all about. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we are looking into whether family love is still there. And I am, perplexed by this, that those who grow up as siblings grow old as the worst of enemies. They started quite well, you know, with brothers and sisters, and it's happening in many, many, many families. And then if you look at it narrowly, you won't even see that this is actually the work of the devil, you know. Families don't even spend time together. You know, the man would rather pump in money and be absent while present. And others would rather be somewhere else than at home. They would be coming home when they are frustrated by their things outside there. Then they are coming home. What kind of family love is this? What kind of family love do we see ourselves under these days? Do families still pray together? Do we still break bread together? Do we still take communion together? Do we still go to church, to fellowships together? Do we still see forgiveness, love and courage, the gathering of strength in the family? A man might be coming from home and well beaten at work, you know, because things didn't go well, and he goes into the embrace of his wife. He wakes up tomorrow being a stronger hero. The wife comes home being well beaten at work, gets into the embrace of her husband, and goes to work the following day stronger than before. Our kids, well beaten by the world when they come home, but get the warmth of their parents and the embrace and courage of their parents, and they wake up tomorrow so strong, like nothing happened to them before. Do we still see that? Or what we see today is the story of a child who just hung themselves in the garage. They sent her into the garage. Go in the garage and bring some things and what, maybe an old iron or what. Go and get what in the garage. And the person doesn't come back from the garage. It's time to go to school. The uniform is there. This person took a bath, ironed her clothes or his clothes, and then was sent to the garage. Go and fetch something in the garage. He never came back. When they went into the garage, he was hung. Hanging there. And wrote a note and said, "Father, thank you for taking me to the prestigious schools. But I didn't need that. I needed you. What I got from you is money, privileges, but I never had your attention, your fellowship, your embrace. I love you. Please forgive me for this. I can't take it anymore." A note written by a teenager. A woman. We are facing quite serious issues on the family, and no one is saying anything about it. We are preaching about money, we are preaching about all those kinds of things and stuff, but we don't preach about the challenges that people are facing. The very fact of counseling that Apostle Pumla was talking about, that people come from various backgrounds, and if they don't get proper counseling into family, they project the wrong things into the family, breaking it before it even began. We don't see those things. We keep quiet about them. And when they start projecting, we start pointing fingers at one another. We blame one another. And guess what? The next thing, the divorce courts.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you
are worth it.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Welcome back. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Family love is what we are talking about. Let me bring this to you, Pastor Makam. When we talk about family love also, you would see when you look into Mark chapter 5, verses 23. Do you remember Jairus, who was begging Christ about his little daughter? Jairus begged him earnestly and said, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live." Family love that is projected also through faith. My son will succeed. My daughter will succeed. Come and lay your hand on her or on him. She will live. Do we still have parents who are projecting faith upon their children? Or today we are told, wena, akunalawu yakho na wena.
Yeah.
Mfundisi Makam.
Hey, Mfundisi. Iyahlupha le nto lela.
Yeah.
Kuna makhethe esiwakhiphayo ebantwaneni bethu. Kuthi akuna la uyakhona wena. Kati ngaleso sikhathi leso ukhuluma ngokuthi ukwatile. Then umntana ke ahamba yohlala laphayana abheme nyawuphi. Kati inkinga ile case wena uyikhulumile. Ngoba uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi thina sikhipha amazwi okuphila according to Proverbs. The Bible says ukuthi ukufa nokuphila kusemandleni welimi lwethu. So let us speak in life over impilo yabantwana bethu lapho kunama dry bones. Kodwa sikhulume ilife kwalaba bantwana kwaba, "This is my blood." Engikhuluma kuyo. Kunokunye Mfundisi engivame ukukubukela kakhulu kuma family love. I and my brother, example, Mfundisi wami.
Yeah.
Example. We grew up together. Ubhuti wami uma bangishaya sisine last born, ngijima ngiya kuye. Aphuma khumulishethe.
Yeah.
Ayolwa. Alwela mina ezintwana yakhe. But ekugcineni athatha unkosikazi. Nami ngithatha unkosikazi. Kunqamuka sisazwana. Angazi ukho wayiqaphela leyo mfundisi wami.
Eish, ikhona.
Because ubhuti wami uthathile nami ngithathile. Kanti ukuthatha kwethu kwakwenzela ukuthi nasixabana singasakhulumisani yini. Ukuthatha kwethu angithi kwakwenzela then kuba nalabo sebakhataya kodwa ningaphindi niya kubaba omkhulu wenu naleku ningaphindi niya kubaba omncana wenu. Sekuhlukene lapha ngendaba yokuthatha. But these people grew up together, balwelana, benza yonke into together as brothers. But now ngoba se kunabantu babathathile and these people are not Makamus. Some of them are Lihodi, some of them are Mfenas. But babu yabo zohlukanisa the Makamus together. Nendaba yokuthi bathathile. Abasangenelani. Ike ngayibona ke leyo nto leyo ivamile kakhulu, two brothers bangasakhulumisani baze babambana ngezandla. Kunokunye mfundisi wami engivame ukuthi sikubuke. Asike sibuke laphana kuncwadi ye Judges chapter 9. Le nto ngenza ngithi mfundisi wami, mina I made a covenant with my heart yokuthi only one wife. This man uGideon, I believe Gutuna had many wives like my father. Because the Bible says this man when abantwana ba over 70. Because uAbimeleki uya ku area yakhe. Ayoqasha abantu to kill his own brothers. You understand?
Yeah.
The Bible says with one stone he killed all of his brothers. Ngoba uyazi ukuthi akanalo ilifa la ekhaya. So in order to take over, he must kill his own siblings. And indeed he killed them. abantana bakubo, yes, akazalelwa lapha ekhaya, uzalelwa lengaphandle, kodwa naye wala. So I believe ukuthi na these laba balila ekhaya ba babembonisa ukuthi wena usiyena wala njengoba kwenzeke eNatali. Right now kunenkinga lapha. Ngokuthi akumelanga ukuthathe lo, kwakumele ukuthathe uRay. Akumelanga ukuthathe lo mama akho ubuye esotheni. Lo bani bani ba we understand into ifana nale lapha. Yithi abadala la. Yini into enjalo kade sibuyele nini kwethando lokuthi my brother, my I can fight for my brother. I can stand on the road in Motel Shais about saving my own sibling, my own sister. We are born into Yenzwe Amnoni to rap Igazi la Kubo. Katu kukona kala kupi. Nyende wego akazalo mama. Angiti, mtu mtana kababami lo muntu. So nengihlela futhi sitrita ngayo abantwana lapha kuya contribute kakhulu because uma sewubuka also uDavid the Bible says ukuthina ulo uAmnon urepa lo uDavid akakhuluma uyathula akakhulumi naye sakambiza te mntanami mamela abiza imeeting ye family la bekhona bebonke athi mntanami mamela lokhu kwenzila ngiphinde ngokubona lapha ekhaya ukwenza amanyala lokhu la angikufuni this is a curse for lapha ekhaya uyathula the next thing ke uma se abulala umfo wabo uma se uAbsalom abulala uAmnon uyabaleka uAbsalom uyathula laba kube uDavid wayikhuzile le nto le lapho isaqala ngaba mhlamba uAbsalom kube ngeke mhlamba abulala uAmnon kube ngeke kwenzeke but uye wathula waze wabaleka uAbsalom wayehlala le then emgcineni sekuvuka uthando lokuthi it's been a long time ingamboni umntanami ngicela kuplot ukuthi abuye umntanami.
Yeah.
But why uyekile ungakhuzi izinto? So indlela sometimes nalo uthandulele njengoba asho uapostle Phumla ukuthi na ukuthi sihamba kangakanani with the love that we have. Sispoil abantwana. Siyabayeka bazenzela noma yini ngoku at the point ukuthi I know inkinga ngiyamthanda lo mntana. Yile nto sizo yes? No. Akumelanga sikwenze lokho. Into yamanyala manyala cha. Mayikhulunywe iphele sifemeli la akekho azophuma la ayekuphi kuphi and ungabikho ama favoritism in the house so that abantwana bathandana bakhule bathandana babonana ukuthi lo mfoti kunale story sixoxa uKhefa Simenya lapho kwaleya ngoma leya yokuthi na ubaba lo la uhamba oyothatha inyanda yenkunye abanika thina mabaphule bahluleka kuyiphula but uma seka ikhiphile one by one umunye nomunye uyakwazi kuyiphula inkunyi yodwa induku yodwa families must be together nginokubuka abantu umuntu abavakashela umfo wabo lo avakashela usisi wabo nalwena baza abantu ukuthi laphana kuna le ntobo zandla inabo ubhuti bayo lo bhuti lo la unabo sisi bakhe unabo bafowabo ukuthi na alifakwa libuya nodaka and le nto le lapho yenza ukuthi nawe lapho uhlele khona ube ne dignity abantu baku respect ukuthi na lo muntu akekho yedwa ngoba akahlalanga nje angavakashelwa abafowabo bayamvakashela bamambelana lo nyaka lola unyu yenze idlala la i 25 sedlala kwa Butire next year sezelele kuza kuba nama family stokvel yile nto idingakalayo as a family love hayi ukuthi abantu balalelana unyendle bathengelana inkabi baye family
ngiyakuzwa. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene and also Mfundisi Makamu. We are holding on to the issue of family love. What is family love today? And what are some of the challenges that families are facing, especially when it comes to family love? Are we still seeing it, even amongst the families of those who say we are believers? Are we still seeing that? Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And also, you can send a voice note also there. Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you.
The search continues for top-quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.